这里是 BBC Learning English。
Curious
好奇吗？
Curious
英国问答为您讲解。
Then ask about Britain。
My name is Maxime. It seems as if there are not many skyscrapers in Britain. Is it true? And why is that? How many floors does the BBC building have? Are you satisfied to work in the building?
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC Learning English 为您制作的 Ask About Britain 英国问答节目，我是王飞。
And I'm William Cramer。
刚才我们的听众 Maxine 问了两个问题，一个是关于英国的摩天大楼 Skyscrapers。 英国的摩天大楼不多，这是真的吗？还有一个问题就是 BBC 的大楼有多少层，还问我们在楼里工作的感觉。So, William, the first question, is it true that Britain doesn't have many skyscrapers?
Well, yes, that's a simple question, and yes, that is true. We don't have many skyscrapers in Britain.
这一点我也可以证实。即使在伦敦最繁华的商业街 Oxford Street 还有 Regent Street 上，大部分的楼房也就五六层而已。
Yes, and the buildings are quite old.Many of them have been there for more than 100 years.
So why aren't there many high buildings in London, William?
Well, this is a simple but also complicated question. One of the reasons is probably that British people don't like skyscrapers. For example, many British people don't really like living in tower blocks. They prefer living in detached and semi-detached houses.
Tower blocks, 塔楼。Detached house, 独栋的房子 Semi-detached house, 连排的房子。英国人确实不太喜欢住在高楼大厦里，他们喜欢住在两层或者三层的楼房里。
And there are many other reasons for London not having many skyscrapers. For example, city planning.
City planning 就是城市规划的意思。
Historical building protection and other social issues.
历史建筑物的保护和其他的社会问题。
To better answer Maxine's question, we interviewed Dr. Nancy Holman. She is the Director of Planning Studies at the LSE.
为了更好地回答这个问题，我们采访了 Nancy Holman 博士。她是伦敦政治经济学院城市规划专业的主任。我们一起来听一听她是如何回答这个问题的。
We actually have a fairly tight regulatory framework of planning that control the level and height of buildings. One of the main things around this is that we control a number of things called sight lines to our historic buildings.
She mentioned one important reason, which is that Britain has a fairly tight regulatory framework of planning.
Regulatory framework 就是规章制度的意思。她说英国有一套很严格的城市规划规章制度。
That's right. And the purpose of the regulatory framework is to protect the sight lines to our historical buildings.
Sight line 就是视线的意思。这些规章是为了保护人们对历史建筑物的视线。So why should London protect the sight lines to the historical buildings?
Well, as you know, in London, there are many historical buildings. If there are many skyscrapers around London, then people's sightline will be blocked. And it would be a pity if they couldn't see the treasures of London, wouldn't it?
我明白了。如果高楼大厦把历史建筑物都遮挡住了，那城市的历史风景也就缺失了。所以伦敦有严格的规章制度来限制建造高楼大厦。我们再来听一遍 Nancy Holman 博士的采访。如果听不懂不要紧，你可以下载我们的文字稿，对照着听一遍。
We actually have a fairly tight regulatory framework of planning that control the level and height of buildings. One of the main things around this is that we control a number of things called sight lines to our historic buildings.
But Wang Fei, if you look at London from a distance, you will actually see some skyscrapers, although there aren't that many.
Yes, that's true. Now I have another question, William. Are there any advantages for a city to have many skyscrapers?
Well, That's a good question, and I don't know the answer because I live in London. But let's listen to Dr. Nancy again. She will explain a very interesting concept to us, Starkitect.
Starkitect, 顾名思义就是由 star, 明星和 architect, 建筑师这两个词拼起来的。Starkitect 到底是什么意思呢？我们一起来听一听。
There's a term in planning literature and architectural literature called Starkitects, which gets the idea of a star、mm-hmm. and an architect、mm-hmm. and combines it together so you have a Starkitect. And the idea is to attract these world-renowned architects、mm. to your city to develop and design iconic and amazing architecture so、mm. that you can promote your city.
So have you got the idea? Starkitect...is an idea in city planning.
Starkitect 是城市规划中的一个名词。
Yes, it's to attract world-renowned architects to design iconic architecture and help promote the city.
World-renowned architect 就是世界闻名的建筑设计师，利用他们设计的标志性建筑来提升城市的知名度。
Now, we've talked about the advantages and disadvantages of having modern...and high skyscrapers in cities. Let's listen to some Londoners' opinions about skyscrapers.
好的。
In my opinion, London as an international financial centre should have a bit more iconic and modern buildings, especially in the city centre.
Well, I think there's enough skyscrapers in London, and I think London should just keep building very beautiful lower buildings.
I don't want to see more skyscrapers in London. I want to see more open spaces.
Because we have lots of old buildings already, so I think it would be good to get some new ones as well, kind of reflecting how London is changing and going into the 21st century.
看来住在伦敦的人们对于摩天大楼的看法并不一样。
Yes, but it's natural that people have different ideas about London. Now, let's hear what Dr. Holman thinks about skyscrapers in London.
Our skyline is known for things like St. Paul's, for the Houses of Parliament. So I think if the tall buildings are put in places where they don't necessarily obstruct those view lines that I spoke of earlier, then there is a place for a limited number of those types of buildings. I wouldn't like to see London...morph into Manhattan、mm. because then it would not be London any longer.
Lose its characteristic.
Yes, absolutely. Lose its historical character, lose what London is about and what people think about in London.
She said, I wouldn't like to see London morph into Manhattan.
Morph into 就是变形成为的意思。London morphs into Manhattan 就是说伦敦变形成为曼哈顿。
London will probably have a limited number of skyscrapers in the future, but certainly it will not morph into Manhattan.
伦敦将来可能会建造一些高楼，但是它绝不会变成纽约。希望我们回答了 Maxine 关于伦敦的摩天大楼的问题。
英国问答
Your questions answered.
Ask about Britain.
BBC Learning English.
Welcome back.Our listener Maxine also asked about the BBC building. So, William, do you know how many floors Bush House has?
Well, it has 9 floors. It's not very high, but it's definitely not a low building in our surrounding area.
我们工作的 BBC 布什大厦有9层，但附近的楼房也大都这么高了。
So, Wang Fei, Does 9 floors sound like a very low building compared to the buildings in Beijing or Shanghai?
Probably. In Beijing and Shanghai, the buildings are much higher than the buildings in London.
But how do you feel working in this building? It's almost 100 years old.
听众朋友，说实在的，我刚到 BBC 工作的时候也是很吃惊。楼的外观很古典，楼里面的电梯啊、楼梯啊，还有门窗也都很古老。但是所有的设施都运转正常，我很喜欢这种能够体会历史的感觉。So what about you, William?
Well, I've been working in Bush House for some years. And actually, I would like to try something new. For example, working in a new and modern skyscraper.
哈哈， We also have different ideas.
Yeah, this is London. Different buildings, different people, and different ideas. It's always helpful to listen to different people's ideas, isn't it?
确实如此，伦敦有不同的建筑、不同的人、不同的思想，是一个丰富多彩、充满了活力的城市。这也就是伦敦的魅力所在。希望今天我们回答了 Maxine 所有的问题。如果你也有关于英国方面的问题，可以写电子邮件给我们。我们下次节目再会。Bye for now.
Bye bye.
Your questions answered.
答案就在 BBC.